What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free. And you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
From the campus of Yale University, this is Business Talk with Jim Campbell, syndicating across the country on the Business Talk Radio Network and coming to you from our flagship stations, Yale Radio, WYBC.com, and 1490 AM WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut. All talk and all business, 60 minutes of radio with leading figures from the world of business, along with the business of politics and sports.
Reviving America by appealing Obamacare, replacing the tax code, reforming the Fed, a call for radical reform by the chairman of Forbes Media, himself a former presidential candidate, Steve Forbes, today on Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Needing no introduction, Steve is chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. In both 96 and 2000, he campaigned for the GOP nomination for the presidency. This new book, Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. His co-author, Elizabeth Ames, has helped him on three previous books, all of which he has been on the show for. So welcome back for the fourth time, Steve. How are you?
Good to be with you, Jim. Thank you very much.
I guess third time's a charm. Fourth is a mandate. This is the year of the outsider. So the first thing I'm going to ask you, why isn't your hat in the ring?
Well, I'm an agitator now. I've tried it twice before, and so I want to agitate and educate.
I was talking about agitate, that hope and prosperity. I assume that's not a little slam at hope and change, is it? The Obama.
No, it's our positive version of getting the country to move forward. Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to do a deep dive as we go along, but give us first a brief, quick overview of what the three components are of your reform agenda.
One is getting patient control of health care by making reforms such as having nationwide shopping for health insurance. Right now, we have a system today where it's all third-party payers. The patient's not the real person in charge. It's insurance companies, it's employers, it's government. And the proof of it is even the crummiest motel in the world wouldn't dare put you in a room with somebody else with only a curtain in between. Hospitals do it routinely. or give you a gown that looks like it came out of a cast-off from the Salvation Army. Two little things that goes to show the patient's not the real person in charge. So you get the patient in charge through having nationwide health insurance. That is, if I live in New Jersey, I can buy a policy if I want that's offered in Pennsylvania. Right now I can buy a car in Pennsylvania, but I can't buy an insurance policy that's offered in Pennsylvania in health care. This way we get hundreds of companies competing for your business, get more competition, which is good. Another thing is to have clinics and hospitals post prices for all their treatments and services. So we'll have transparency, pricing transparency. Also have hospitals post each month how many patients die from infections received at the hospital after they're admitted to the hospital. Again, transparency. And so these kind of changes, a pro-patient, pro-consumer changes, will turn health care, which looks like today a hopeless liability, into a huge high-growth asset. We don't have real free markets in health care. It's all top-down. We want to get the patient in charge. Another big reform, of course, is throwing out the tax code, throwing out the IRS, putting in a simple flat tax where literally you could do your tax return on a single sheet of paper or a few keystrokes on your computer. In the book, Reviving America, we have a plan there And I'm glad candidates are starting to take up this cry, throw out this corrupt tax code, have a single rate. Ours is 17%. You have generous exemptions for adults and for kids. So a family of four, for example, would pay no federal income tax on their first $52,000 of income tax, of income. Above that, you'd pay only 17%. You'd have no taxes on your savings, and you'd have no death taxes. You should be allowed to leave the world unmolested by the IRS. And the final big reform concerns the dollar and the Federal Reserve, and that is to stop treating the dollar like a yo-yo. Right now, the dollar is like a clock that can't tell time. It's either too fast or too slow. And the Federal Reserve has got to stop manipulating the dollar. The dollar should have a fixed value, stable value, just as you have 60 minutes in an hour. The dollar should have a fixed value, which it did for the first 200 years of this country's existence, and stop the politicians from mucking around with it. And ultimately, the dollar should be tied to a gold standard, which we did for 180 years, get the politicians out of it, and you do those big three reforms, stable dollar, simple tax code, patient control of health care, and you'll see this country roar like a rocket again.
We've had, and you cite this in the book as you're well, a decline in real income, particularly on the lower fifth, of 6% in real terms since 2009.
Right.
Are we on a path now where we're baking in a lower standard of living? And why does your three components, how does it hang together and make that happen?
The point we want to make in this book is this so-called new normal is the new abnormal. It doesn't have to continue. It resulted from policy mistakes. The nice thing about that is those mistakes can be corrected. And this book lays out how we can do it in bullet form, so that it's very, very easy to read, grasp, so citizens can have the ammunition and the tools they need to make these changes.
Now, Steve, one of the things before we go deep diving, as we'll talk about in the next segment, particularly we're starting with Obamacare, Forbes is not running. We've got a bunch of candidates out there. I'm just wondering, is there a candidate or two on the GOP side, then we'll look at the Democratic side, whose proposals mirror these the closest, you feel the best about, or you want to make a comment about?
Well, I feel like looking at the candidates, like the dating game, I find various candidates have attributes that I like and don't like, so I'm still looking. But Ted Cruz is the one who's furthest ahead on the Federal Reserve and the dollar. He and Dr. Carson, Ben Carson, has a very good flat tax proposal out there that he just put out a few days ago. The Wall Street Journal wrote a big piece about it. And in terms of Obamacare, some of them have proposals out there. And you're starting to see it move, but this book wants to educate the candidates and also arm the citizenry in laying out how we can get this country back on the track again.
All right, let me ask you about Bernie Sanders wants to repeal Glass-Steagall, potentially deal with the too big to fail by breaking up some of the banks. How do you feel along those lines?
Well, Glass-Steagall, which separates what they call investment banking and commercial banking, even if you'd had Glass-Steagall, you still would have had the crisis of 2008. So it's an interesting idea, but kind of irrelevant to the crisis that brought about our malaise today. And in terms of breaking up the banks, what the regulators have done is make the big banks bigger. So get the regulators out of the way in terms of trying to manipulate the banking system and let free markets bring these banks down to size. And also in terms of the Dodd-Frank bill, which was passed to supposedly deal with the crisis of 2008, has put so many onerous and unnecessary regulations on small banks that we're not getting the kind of lending to small and new businesses that we need. So I think we need just good capital requirements. If a bank makes a mistake, it gets broken up and by the authorities or put out of its misery. But trying to have politicians run the banks, as they're now doing with the Federal Reserve, is not going to work. We can see it before our eyes.
Let me ask you one component of Hillary that I find somewhat interesting. She wants to penalize the short-term trading on Wall Street, disincentivize it by taxing it. What do you think about that?
Again, that's dealing with symptoms, not the underlying problems. The underlying problem is the unstable dollar. For example, back when we had a stable dollar, you had very little currency trading because they were all kind of floating around each other, fixed to each other. Today, trading volume in currencies around the world comes to more than $5 trillion a day. If you had a stable dollar, a gold standard, which we used to have, that kind of trading, 95% of it would disappear. And so let's get to the underlying causes. The weak dollar brought about this false commodity boom. We can discuss in the next segment the housing boom that we had that was a disaster. All of these things, when you muck around with the money, as we should have learned from the 1970s, bad things result. So let's get to the real underlying cures and not just whack-a-mole the symptoms.
This is Talk with Jim Campbell over the Biz Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back with more with Steve Forbes, chairman of Forbes Media.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
And we're back with Steve Forbes about his radical reform agenda. Want to dive a little bit deeper into Obamacare. It was supposed to bend the cost curve down, and you were supposed to be able to keep your doctor. And in the book, Steve cites, since 2011, a family of four, your out-of-pocket total cost $25,000 a year, up 27%. Steve, my first question is, to me, one of the dirty little secrets of the Affordable Health Care Act is it's not affordable.
That's right. What it took was a system that had problems before, doubled down on it, and made it worse. I cited not being able to choose your doctor, but people are now finding these health care plans on the health care exchanges, even with subsidies for the premiums, the deductibles have gone through the roof. And the networks that are available to people have turned out to be very narrow. So you end up paying more and getting less care. And as you know, when you go to a hospital today, too often you feel, are the specialists talking to one another? Is anyone really in charge looking at the patient as a whole instead of one piece here, one piece there? And people feel the thing is just spinning out of control.
Definitely that siloed issue is a big one. Related to that somewhat is the electronic health records. I've actually, from a personal basis, gone in, and my internist literally doesn't even look me in the eye because he's facing his computer typing during the whole deal. The electronic health records thing doesn't seem to have helped integrated data collection so much as it is offend everybody.
Well, that's right, and because it's a top-down decision. Now, in the marketplace, the free markets, we have free markets. You have every small business having electronic records of one kind or another because these things that come from entrepreneurs who fit the particular needs. And in healthcare, if you had real free markets, you'd have had records a long time ago, but they'd have been designed to meet the particular needs or particular specialties of the profession. And would be a tool to help rather than something they have to do. And so because it was a mandate from the top, for example, you got a lot of scanning of written records, which did no good in terms of integration. So when you have these top-down Soviet-style mandates, you get more expense. You have now docs, as you pointed out, spending more time filling out forms, whether it's paper or online, than in treating patients. And that's why you got to get patient control, a consumer-oriented healthcare system. And we outline in the books the ways that we can start getting a patient control. For example, when you go to a hotel or you want to take a flight or buy a product, you go online, you find all sorts of reviews, and you don't have that in healthcare. So if you need an MRI, what hospital does it well? What patients you don't find online, the experience of patients at various clinics and hospitals. So we got to get consumerism in healthcare. It doesn't come from mandates from the top. It comes from giving power to the patients.
One of the fundamental problems with Obamacare is the actuarial mismatch that they're not getting enough of the youth to subsidize the older demographics that obviously has more health issues. Is that something that would be fixed under a patient-controlled market, or how would costs be held down and the whole thing be made more viable than what Obamacare has by switching to patient-controlled?
Well, when you have the patient in charge and patients are wondering what they're getting for their money, you get the market pressures to produce more for less. You got two parts, for example, in healthcare today. We don't have this third-party payer system, largely. One is LASIK surgery for the eyes, which now costs less today than it did 10 or 12 years ago. Our publisher, Rich Carlgaard, pointed out to me several months ago that when he got LASIK surgery a decade ago, it cost him $5,000. He said today he could get it for probably $2,500 and get an even better result. And you see it in cosmetic surgery, which has grown almost sevenfold in the last 20 years, huge technological advances. But in terms of, unless it's a result of disease or accident, you don't have this divide between, you don't have third-party pay, so you have consumerism at work. And so you don't have in cosmetic surgery the same kind of inflation that you have in the rest of health care. So in terms of insurance, most people, if they felt they could choose their own doctors and specialists instead of being narrowly restricted as they are now, most people would be content with a high deductible plan if they knew that if they got a serious disease or accident, they were fully covered. Today, you're not fully covered. And so as a result, if you have catastrophic insurance, genuine catastrophic insurance, the premiums are very cheap. This dollar-for-dollar coverage ends up not giving you much for your dollar-for-dollar coverage and doesn't wholly cover you for catastrophic events. So it's a system that gives us the worst of all worlds. But, you know, when you have homeowners insurance, you don't file for mowing your lawn or trimming your trees or filling your oil tank. You save it for the big hit. And so you would see prices, as you do everywhere else, go down when people can compare and do what they do elsewhere.
You're going to take off the employer mandate, the individual mandate, and how is it going to work then? Because the employee will be able to deduct his medical expenses.
Well, the employer, if he wants to or he or she wants to offer the insurance, they can. But under a consumer market, if somebody's working for a company and they don't like what the company is offering, right now you're out of luck because you don't have a real individual market out there. When you have patient control, the patient is out there in the marketplace. You have hundreds of companies competing for your business. So you're able to get a policy. It's not one size fits all, as you get with most company plans, and certainly with Obamacare. You know, you get a policy that fits your own particular needs. And the thing about it is, you know, under normal insurance, it's, you know, if something happens, your house has a fire or something, the insurer is liable until that thing is corrected, to your house is rebuilt or whatever. If you have health insurance, you get a disease, and your employer changes your carrier, the insurance company no longer covers you. That's not right. If true insurance would mean that company would be responsible until you are back on your feet again.
What would be the role of health savings accounts be under a patient-controlled approach?
They would expand. They're already expanding today. They've gone from 3% of employees to now about 23%. But the nice thing, and the restrictions should be removed on health savings accounts in terms of what you can put in. Right now, if you get a health savings account, you can't use the money to treat pre-existing conditions that you had before you got that account. So these artificial restrictions should be removed. And the nice thing about health savings accounts is, like an IRA, you can put the money in, have it grow tax-free, and use it for routine expenses, but also you have the catastrophic insurance so that if something big happens, you are covered. So you have the money for the routine expenses. So if you get a generic instead of a full for traditional prescription and save money, and the pill works just as well, generic works just as well, that savings is money in your pocket, not the insurer, not the employer, not the government. You are in charge. If you get a savings, it's money in your pocket.
This is Talk with Jim Campbell, Sundays 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern. Go to biztalkradio.com. Tax reform next.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobedes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobedes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobedes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
If you're like me, and you probably are, you probably have some toys, like a desktop computer, a laptop, maybe a tablet, one or two smartphones, a printer, maybe even a high-speed modem and wireless router. That's a lot of technology. Who do you call when something breaks? If you had Tech Butler, one call can fix them all, and for a lot less than every other tech support service. Really, Tech Butler will cover every device you own for as little as $99 a year. And when you buy 2 years of protection, they'll give you a third year free, so you'll save even more. Plus, you get the peace of mind knowing that every device you own today or in the future is covered. Tech Butler. One call literally covers all your devices for less than everyone else. Get 1 year free when you buy two. Save money. Call right now. 1-800-434-0522. That's 1-800-434-0522. Again, 1-800-434-0522. 1-800-434-0522.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number,
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, we're back with Steve Forbes. He's got a new book out, Reviving America: How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. Before we get into tax, one other question on health care. Obviously, going to national markets for insurance would seem to be a great deal for patient-centered consumer pricing. Are you confident you could beat the special interests? It would seem like the insurance companies would fight that one.
The answer is yes. Since people know the system that we have now in health care is not working, we're not going to be able to turn back the clock. So I think we can get a mandate from the people that they want big changes here. They want to be in charge. They don't want bureaucrats. They don't want insurers. They don't want the government. They don't want employers. They want to ultimately be able to make decisions about health care, their decisions, not somebody else. So I think the public opinion would be for it. As Ronald Reagan pointed out, you don't change minds in state capitals or in Capitol Hill in Washington through sweet reason. You do it through the heat of public opinion. I think the heat is growing, particularly on health care, which is the most personal thing out there.
Okay, calling for a flat rate at 17%. My first question is, everybody says right off the bat, that's regressive. If you go to a flat tax, you're hurting your lower income by imposing the same rate. Explain why it's not.
The rate is the same, but we have these generous exemptions for adults and for children. And the flat tax was designed so that no one gets a tax increase. If you take that family of four, with those exemptions, your first $52,800 of income is free of federal income tax. Any money you earn above that $52,800 level is taxed at only 17 cents on the dollar. So for people who are starting out, who have lower incomes, this is a tax cut, not a tax increase. It's a tax cut. And by having a tax code where people's brains can be applied to doing productive things, you'll have a stronger economy. Over 30 countries around the world and in numerous other jurisdictions like Hong Kong have had a flat tax, and it works pretty well in the real world. And this, Jim, gets to a profound moral issue. The IRS estimates that we spend 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms. And experts estimate we spend between $200 and $300 billion a year complying with the tax code. All those tens of billions of hours, trillions of dollars for a crazy, unnecessary activity. Imagine for a moment if all of those resources, all of that brain power, have been applied to new products, new services, new medical devices, new cures for diseases, how much better our lives would be. So it's not just about the tax code. It's a moral issue in terms of wasting resources on something that is entirely unnecessary when those resources could have been used to make all of our lives infinitely better.
And, of course, people are going to say right off the bat, well, are you going to take my mortgage deduction away from me, which is going to affect my housing value, and are you going to chop at the charitable giving deduction?
Well, the deductions go, but first of all, you are getting a tax cut. You don't need those deductions. Your tax liability is going down. Second thing is, even because we live in an era where nobody trusts anyone in public life, they don't trust politicians. We take a variation of what you have in Hong Kong, and that is give people a choice. You can go with the new system, simple, where you can do it on a single sheet of paper, do it, or a few keystrokes on your computer. Or if you wish, if you have low self-esteem and you want to put yourself through the torture of the old system, you can stay with the old system. In other words, see for yourself which one is better. We think 99% would go with the new. But this way, by having a choice, people don't get hung up, am I going to lose this, am I going to lose that? We say, see for yourself. You make the choice.
Let me ask you this question. You say everybody gets a deduction or everybody gets a net reduction. How does the budget end up surviving this? Now, when Reagan did supply-side economics, there was overall net growth, but the deficit soared, and he even had to raise taxes in the years after the initial supply-side cuts. Where is your magic that is going to cut everybody's taxes but not gut government revenues?
Well, under the Reagan tax cuts, even though there were some tax increases, the overall net was a huge tax cut. And even with that huge tax cut, over the decade of the 1980s, federal revenues almost doubled because of the greater economic growth. The deficits came from largely from the mammoth increase in defense spending, which actually worked because we ended up winning the Cold War in part because of the rebuild of our military. But the key thing is the revenues, when this thing fully kicks in a few years, the revenues end up going up. As a matter of fact, some of my conservative friends say that's what they don't like, is that the government would end up doing very nicely under this system in terms of revenue, because of the more vibrant economy, greater investment, greater growth means greater revenue. So the other thing to keep in mind is that the government is there to serve the people, not the other way around. And so if it helps the economy, helps new jobs being created, helps people able to earn more income, get more skills, that's what the government should be doing, creating that kind of environment. So in terms of growth, you get much greater growth. The growth we've had in recent years has been the worst from a sharp downturn in American history. So we want greater growth. This is the best way to do it, and real-world experience demonstrates.
There's some interesting
on improving themselves, they'll do so.
Some interesting components, too. You would eliminate double taxation, which has the other benefit of getting us away from incentives that push too much leverage and debt on corporate balance sheets, et cetera. Talk about that and how you'd handle capital gains.
Well, capital gains, in effect, would be paid at the corporate level, as would the profits. By taxing savings only once, you have a greater pool of savings, which means greater investment, which is how you get a higher standard of living. And by not, in effect, the current code subsidizes debt by having companies deduct the interest payments, we would phase in a system where with new bonds, you'd not get a deduction, so we wouldn't jigger the code to rewarding taking on more debt. So we think it would lead, as you just touched on, to more responsible corporate financial behavior, not subsidizing debt.
Now, one of the things that has come up is this fair tax, and you're not advocating it. Could you sort of explain what it is? I know a consumption and things that look like a VAT scare the heck out of me, but explain to people who there's some candidates supporting a fair tax what it is and why you're not in favor of putting it as the lead of reform.
Well, the so-called fair tax is a national sales tax. You know, most states have a sales tax. This would do it on the nationwide. And the rate they advocate, they try to hide it, but the actual rate is 30%. So say you go out and buy a new house for $200,000, you'd pay a 30% sales tax on that, $260,000, $200,000 for the house, $60,000 sales tax for the government. The sales tax would replace the income tax and the payroll tax, but it has some very real problems. One is enforcement. They say that on sales taxes you don't tax put the sales tax on business to business sales. So if you go to Lowe's or a Home Depot and buy some lumber, you say you're a business, you're going to use the lumber to pay make some furniture. Who's going to, so you don't have to pay the sales tax, who's going to check up that you're really doing a business and not just using it to improve your kitchen? You also have the 16th Amendment problem. The 16th Amendment to the Constitution allows Washington to impose an income tax. If you don't repeal that amendment, I guarantee you're going to have what every country has, and that is you end up with an income tax and a sales tax.
What about the prebates?
And then you have the prebates. Very good question. Because the sales tax is regressive and the proponents of it acknowledge it, what they want to do is give everyone a certain amount of money each month to cover essentials like food and shelter. And the problem with prebates, or which is really a subsidy, a rebate, is that they apply it to everyone. Well, who determines who gets it? You need a federal agency to determine that. You have different in the different parts of the country. If you live in a rural area, say in Louisiana or Mississippi, your cost of living is much less than living in an urban area like New York or Hartford or something. And so, but they want to do it one size fits all nationwide. They also, and so then it becomes sort of an entitlement. I guarantee you every politician running will say, I'll increase your prebate. And they'll say, but we'll just do it for people below a certain income.
And there it is, a 17% flat tax called for. No taxes for the first $53,000 of income, two times the poverty level. We're coming right back. Sound money in the big picture.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922, 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Biz Talk Radio.
Our guest, chairman of Forbes Media, Steve Forbes. Component number three, and it's often people say it's ridiculous to consider something rigid like going back to the gold standard. How do we get to sound money? Why the gold standard?
Well, first of all, if you understand that money is not wealth, money measures wealth. Money measures value the way scales measure weight, clocks measure time, or rulers measure space and length. And so money is simply a means of making it easier for us to do transactions with each other, which is how you get a higher standard of living. We do it billions of times a day. So imagine what life would be like if the Federal Reserve did to clocks what it does to the dollar. If 60 minutes an hour one day, 48 minutes the next, 96 minutes the day after, say life would be chaotic. Well, and imagine baking a cake. Says bake the batter for 30 minutes. You have to figure out, are those nominal minutes, inflation-adjusted minutes, Connecticut minute, New York minute, Mexican minute? It would be crazy, but that's what they do with money. Money is like a claim check. You know, you go to a restaurant, you check your coat in, you get a claim check. That claim check has no value, but it's a claim on your coat. Money is a claim on products and services. And so when you keep changing the value of money, it hurts investment. It undermines social trust because people don't understand why the thing is changing in value. And so we want to fix the value. We did it for the first 180 years of this country's existence, and it worked.
Steve, let me ask this. The Fed has probably been the single most powerful component setting monetary policy, quantitative easing, the zero interest rate policy while there was gridlock on the fiscal side. What's your role for the Fed under a system that has a sort of a fixed gold standard linkage to the dollar?
Well, when you have a stable dollar, the Fed should have two principal roles. In addition, one of the things the Fed does, of course, is provide banking services for the government. That wouldn't change. It would have two principal roles. One is keep the dollar stable in value, like having 60 minutes an hour, 12 inches in a foot. And the other role would be when you get the occasional panic, which you can get after a disaster, it deals with it decisively and then pulls back. You know, if you have a panic, a bank brings collateral to the Fed. The Fed lends cash during the emergency. When the emergency eases, the banks pay the Fed back. So very simple. For the Fed trying to manipulate the price of money through interest rates would be like the Fed trying to manipulate the price of, say, Egg McMuffins or what you pay for a rental car. You'd say that would be ridiculous. So, but it's no more ridiculous than the Fed trying to determine what a lender should, what a borrower should pay a lender. That should be determined by the marketplace. And let me just give you one statistic of how crazy what the Fed has done by mucking up the functioning of credit markets with these price controls and interest rates. Sort of like the old Soviet Union, where the sardonic phrase was, the health care is free, but you can't get any. Small and new businesses, when the Fed suppresses interest rates, they have a hard time getting credit. Just one statistic. In the last 5 years, credit to the government has grown 37%. To corporations, 32%. To small businesses and households, only 6%. So in small and new businesses, have uncertain lines of credit or more expensive lines of credit, which is the situation we have today. Job creation is hurt, which is why even when you get a good jobs report, you still find out you have millions of people out of the labor force. Labor participation rates are still back where they were 40 years ago. Jobs are created by small and new businesses, and they're hurt by what the Fed has done.
The Fed has goals now of 2% inflation and unemployment targets as well. Some people say those are even in conflict. What would you have as their goals?
The goal should be they should abandon those goals. If they have a stable dollar, and then you would see the economy start to function properly again. You put in some, simplify the tax code, and the economy would take care of itself. Markets work when governments let them. And in terms of that 2% inflation, let's parse that down. For a family making $50,000 a year, that 2% means the Fed wants the cost of the living for that family to go up $1,000. Who gave 2% of $50,000 is $1,000? They want prices to go up for that family $1,000 a year. Who gave the Fed the authority to impose that kind of tax on a typical American family? And I'd love the Fed to explain why raising the cost of living for a typical family by $1,000 a year stimulates the economy. It's absolute nonsense.
All right, as we finish up here, under the Steve Forbes agenda, we have all these unfunded liabilities, entitlements, and things you haven't gotten to. Summarize how it hangs together, and what do we do about these stuff you've still left on the table?
Well, the nice thing is, if you have a vibrant economy and you get one, that means the unfunded liabilities for, say, Social Security. If you have growth rates, more normal historic growth rates instead of the punk ones we have now, you generate the revenue that will make it possible to pay Social Security benefits for those who are on the system and about to go on the system. We don't get into it in this book, but there are proposals out there where for younger people, you can phase in a new system where they own those accounts instead of the Washington politicians. But on health care, as you get a more patient-oriented health care system in, the unfunded liabilities for Medicare and Medicaid go down dramatically. Remember, those unfunded liabilities are figured on a 75-year basis. So compounding over 75 years, you start to get more productivity, more patient control. Those liabilities come crashing down. One of the things we propose, by the way, in the book for people who are on Medicare, and this would be their choice, is if they want, they can have health savings accounts for Medicare where they get $10,000 a year for routine expenses. If they don't spend it, they get to keep it. But they have a better coverage for liability for the big hits, accidents and diseases. As people know who are on Medicare, if you don't have Medicare Advantage, you need to have supplemental insurance, because Medicare is constituted today as huge gaps in terms of coverage still.
Thank you very much. As I always say, the brilliance of Steve Forbes is how simple these solutions are and how they hold together. His book, again, is Reviving America, How Repealing Obamacare, Replacing the Tax Code, and Reforming the Fed Will Restore Hope and Prosperity. It's published by McGraw-Hill Education. This has been Business Talk with Jim Campbell. Thanks to Steve Forbes. Thanks to our national audience for listening. We'll see you next Sunday on Business Talk with Jim Campbell.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.